Kathleen, how are you?
Good, Tony. How are you today?
I'm doing very well. We talk a lot about education. We're not the education show, but I think we try to have a segment about it every day. And on Sunday, in reading your story, it just was somewhat startling. Headline, Lansing Schools Addressing $11 Million Deficit, Layoffs, Building Closings Among Options to Tackle This Shortfall. That's kind of scary.
You know what? It is $11 million is a lot of money. To put it in perspective, though, their budget is about $185 million. So we're looking at somewhere between 5% and 7% of the budget. So it is a huge number and it is a serious number. But in perspective, it's probably doable.
Well, in talking with Superintendent Wallace yesterday, I had asked him, I had heard rumors, I'm sure as you have, that Sexton High School was on the chopping block, and he made it quite clear that nothing is definitive, but nothing is off the table.
Right, and that's pretty much the discussion that the board was having at their retreat on Saturday, too, that the board has been very reluctant to close a building, and the reason why is because they know people don't like it. However, closing an elementary school will save you about $300,000 a year. Closing a middle school or a high school saves more than that. And so when they're looking at a situation where they have continually fewer students each year, there does get to be a point where you have too many buildings.
You know, what I find interesting is that the school district is doing so much to keep the students that they have and draw other students. The curriculums they have, especially with the magnet programs, are awesome. As someone who worked in the school district for 5 years, I know about all the good work that they do, but they seem to be losing the battle.
Well, part of that is a battle that school districts across Michigan all are facing, dwindling enrollment, and that is simply a function of the fact that families have fewer kids these days. The boomers do not have as many kids as their parents, and their kids are having fewer kids, and so there's just a smaller pool of students to draw from, and that's universal. What has been tough for Lansing is the Schools of Choice program, where people can choose to enroll their children in suburban school districts if there's room in those districts. And because of this dwindling student population, there often is room in those other districts.
Well, it looks like a lot of different items are on the table. It looks like it's going to take a combination when you talk about cutting jobs, cutting the budgets into different programs, as well as school closings. If you had to put a nickel on it, Kathleen, do you think some buildings will be closed?
You know, I think that one of the things they are beginning to consider is very interesting. I would guess that they would close probably one or two elementaries. And one of the things that they were looking at on Saturday morning is kind of taking Wood Creek Elementary, because that is a math and science program, and Dwight Ridge Middle School is a math and science program, and consolidating both those programs into a K-8 school, which I think has some very interesting possibilities. They have a K-8 school already based on the performing arts at Pleasant View, and it might be a good solution.
You know, Kathleen, there's a couple of items I always wondered in regards to talking about the Lansing School District. Number one, why didn't they take Cary Hill, since it was the newest of high schools, and make that a main high school and maybe one of the other buildings a technical building?
You know what? That is a great question, and I think that Hill was built as a technical building, although I am not 100% sure of that. The technical facilities are already there. For example, the district is using $500,000 in grant money to go ahead and start a culinary program next semester. And the reason they are able to do that is because they already have the facility at Hill to teach culinary education.
I also find interesting that so many of the school districts around the area have either built new buildings or upgraded. Some of them ran into some financial challenges because of doing that. But sooner or later, isn't Lansing going to have to build some new high schools?
Well, you know what? That is here's the thing about Lansing, is that people are very attached to the schools that they have. So I think a brand new high school, there was a committee a couple years ago led by former Mayor Dave Hollister that suggested building two large new high schools and new elementary schools and kind of, you know, to present the best possible option for kids. And the community did not have a very good reaction to that. They're very attached to Eastern High School. They're very attached to Sexton High School. They're very attached to Everett.
Well, they need to go in there and try to hook up computers and use the plumbing and live and work in those buildings every day. And maybe attitudes might change about that.
Some of those older buildings are tricky, definitely.
What did you learn? Why did you find the most interesting in doing your research for this story?
Well, you know, what I found the most interesting is that the board is really at a point where they are open to any possible solution as long as it's good for kids. I mean, I think the board and the Superintendent Wallace are quite dedicated to the idea of maintaining the good programs that they have in place already. You know, they spend a lot of grant money educating preschool kids and having full-day kindergarten and because that's best for the kids. And I think that is what they're looking for, and I think it's going to be interesting because they have a lot of possibilities for solutions here.
Well, what I do find, Kathleen, is that the union, the teachers, the administrative forces are trying to work together to tackle this. I guess something else that Mr. Wallace talked about yesterday that they're going to make efforts to is to try to get more money from the state, but I'm sure every district in the state is going to be doing the same.
Well, that's true. However, the state does have money for certain programs, and I know one of the things that the district has had a problem with this year is that they have lost some grant money that they have had for many years, and so I think that Dr. Wallace is interested in going full speed ahead to replace that money.
All right, Kathleen, it's an awesome story that was in Sunday's paper. Folks need to go to lsj.com and they can check out the story titled Lansing Schools Addressing $11 Million Deficit. What are you going to be working on this week?
You know what? I'm working on a great variety of excellent features this week. I'm talking to figure skater Hannah Miller, who is 13 years old and going to Nationals. And I am also talking with Stephen Lang, who is the choir director in Lansing and has been at it for 40 years. And so I'm kind of stepping off education and doing some really cool features this week.
Next to me, you have the best job in the world.
It's awesome. I'm telling you.
You're lucky. All right. Enjoy your day.
Take care. Okay.